can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake Lake. That's where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
The hit was perfect. We went back out and it was.
This message will be handed down for all eternity.
Good job.
You teach your child about the wild and respect the land and sea. On the legacy. Carry on.
But then I seen his doe walk out right here. And I knew in a few minutes this buck's going to be up. And he came out.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Here we just finished up October. We're into the 1st of November. We just had our Missouri youth season. A lot of things going on out there in the outdoors. Our firearm deer season's approaching quickly. A lot of things. One of the things that you all know that I do here on the show, I really enjoy talking about the kids. And we just had our youth hunt. What a great time out there in the outdoors with these kids. I've got a unique, I'm gonna call him unique, guest coming up here on the show. It says here that he's a retired DNR law enforcement captain, a hunter, a shooter, a writer, a cornbread lover, that can't be bad, and a philosopher. Another fellow communicator, outdoor communicator. Run up and grab Mr. Larry Case and talk to him about the kids, the little turkey dogs, and see what's going on in his world. Hey, Larry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mr. I. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's an honor to have you on the show after I read some of your stuff. You're killing me, man. You got some good stuff going on. Before we get into some of that, tell me about this article. You wrote an article. You guys have a youth hunt up there for deer with the kids, and you really caught my attention with that. It's all about the family at the youth day hunt. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir, and thank you for bringing that up. That's something that's near and dear to my old grouchy game warden heart as well. The West Virginia, you know, in the regulations, we have several antlerless deer hunts, but there's one, and that I believe was October 20th, called the Youth Day Hunt. It for young hunters. I believe it. You know, the game warden should have his facts before he starts talking, shouldn't he? But I believe it's the ages are 8 to 17, and of course that's statewide. It's for anybody. You don't have to be in one of these organized hunts. But what I attended there on the 20th, and what I wrote about was. I'm going to brag a little bit about my guys here, okay, if you can allow me that. The DNR law enforcement officers, which in West Virginia, they're actually, we did a name change, and they're now called Natural Resource Police Officers. I still call a game warden. That is no, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, and there's a whole speech about that you don't have time to listen to. But the DNR officers in this area, it's District 4 here in southeastern West Virginia, organize this hunt every year. And this year they took 14 young people hunting, and they try to look for people. They've not had a chance to go hunting. Maybe their situation, there would be no one around to take them hunting. They're exposing them to this wonderful sport. And they had 14 kids. We took them in here where I'm at now in Monroe County, West Virginia, kind of an agricultural area, lots of deer at that particular place. And 14 young hunters took 14 deer that day.
That's awesome. That's incredible. Congratulations. That just makes my day.
Well, I want to emphasize, I was there because these guys that were in my area, I guess they still think enough of me to invite me since I started this writing thing. But they, the DNR officers and a bunch of volunteers, I don't have to tell you how much work and pre-planning an event like this takes. You just don't show up that morning and everybody goes hunting. They had it planned down, you know, to brass tacks, and it just ran like clockwork. It's the third or fourth year they've done this. It just went great, and boy, kids, big smiles all around, exposed to the sport. I mean, we had some young people there that had never been hunting before, that had never fired a gun before. And they, you know, they got a crash course in marksmanship. They had them on the range early in the morning. Hunter safety concerns, you know, were all taken care of. A lot went into it before they went to their hunting areas in the afternoon. It was just fantastic.
I was looking at it on your website here, and it's just an incredible group of kids. And when I see that many smiling kids with deer, that's a good thing, Larry, a really good thing. And congratulations on that, and thanks to everybody that worked so hard to make that happen. We love these kids, and they're the future of everything, especially our heritage of hunting, as we all know. I don't say that to be politically correct. I say that because it's the truth, and we need to do more with these kids because, as you well know, as an outdoor communicator, our hunting numbers seem to be decreasing, and our hunters are getting older, and if we don't pass this heritage on to these kids, we got a possibility in the future of losing a lot of our hunting and our hunting heritage, and I really don't want to see that happen.
Well, one little, you know, absolutely agree with everything you said, and you've probably forgotten more about this than I'll ever know, but what you said is exactly right. This is a crisis. We are going down in numbers, and I think most of us in the hunting world, us old hunters, are asleep about this. And here's something else you don't hear too much about, if you would permit me. When I say we, there's been several organizations doing different events for, you know, several years now, and you know this, I don't want anybody to take this wrong. I'm not talking bad about any of these things. They're all good, but I have worked many, many youth days on the range, Jake's Day's wonderful. We do an event here in this county every year that I try to show up for. But here's the thing, I'm hopefully a realistic guy because I want to see this problem turn around. Many of these things, Mr. I, have not moved the needle.
True.
We haven't seen the corresponding numbers for all the work. And here's what not just me, but a lot of people are saying. It's not enough to go to the range and, you know, have these things and, you know, give away some things and everything. We've got to put people in the woods. We've got to take young people, and I've written about this. You know, really, it's not just young people. It's new hunters that we can recruit. If we can recruit adult hunters, it's a slam dunk because, you know, if the bug bites them, they're going to take their self hunting, okay? And if you think about it, really all you have to do is replace yourself, you know?
That's true.
When you're not, you and I are not hunting anymore. So I'm talking way above my pay grade here, but these kind of events are, again, we're putting somebody in the woods and actually taking them hunting, and then there's got to be people around to follow up and take these young people to the woods. And you know it as well as I do. What we're talking about is hunting mentors here. That's what we're in dire need of.
Larry, one of the things we had happen here, which was just sad for me, and I've spoken out, I've written several articles about it, and I spoke out it on my radio programming, is I'm so tired of the infighting and hunting. And if all you have to do is go to social media, especially Facebook, and listen and just read, look at some of that, and they got to stop. And what happened with me with Missouri Department of Conservation a few years ago, they give the kids a weekend to go deer hunting for their youth season.
Yep.
The grown-up people have 3 months of archery season, they have muzzleloader season, they have doe season, they have firearm gun season. And yet these grown people attack me because I stand up for the kids and I want the kids to have the best opportunity. So I'm saying, hey, give these kids the best opportunity. Don't give them just a token weekend. Give them more time. They're important. And you would not believe what went on down here in my state of Missouri from grown men bow hunters that sent in stuff to the Missouri Department of Conservation because they didn't want those kids on the first weekend of November because that's the best bow hunting time for these grown-ups, and the kids shouldn't be on that weekend. Now, you tell me that doesn't scare you.
Boy, great minds run together, right? I've been thinking about that. I've written about that before. Not that that is important in the big, wide world. But sitting here staring at a computer screen, thinking about writing again, was on the Book of Faces, my buddy calls it, this morning. It is one of the great, you know, I can't think of the word. Why is it that we as hunters, it's the biggest problem, Mr. I, that we have, okay? We cannot agree about the price of eggs in China, okay? Yeah. The bow hunter doesn't like it because the rifle season comes in on this day. And the gun hunter doesn't like it because I'm allowed to run my dog over here. And, oh, my Lord, Larry Case wrote about the center, the crucible of all evil in the known world, that work of the devil known as a crossbow. Yep. And why do you let people use those, you know, grown men and a guy with a torn shoulder or a guy that can't pull his bow back, wants to go sit in his blind and maybe take a deer with a crossbow. If we get you out hunting, if we get people in the field, if we expose new people to the sport, and we sell licenses, which the states desperately need to do, let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then why do we care what they use? I've said it before. I'll say it again. I've ended articles with it. We're all going to hang together, or we're going to hang separately.
Larry, I need to get out of here. I need to go. I need to get into a commercial break. So thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning, and we'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Thank you very much, Mr. I. Come and see me sometime again.
We need to do that. See you.
These are the memories that mean so much to me.